Sian in Brinsmead. G'day, Sian.
Good morning.
Sian, what were you the boss of over the weekend?
I was actually a double boss this weekend.
Okay.
I was the boss of my first ever Pilates class.
Oh, nice.
Good on you, Sian. How was it?
It was, I'm very much a gym girl over the years, so I do not stretch or flex or bend. So it was challenging, but I loved it.
Well, well done.
Good on you for doing
so there's,
that.
There's one boss moment. What else were you the boss of over the weekend?
The second boss moment was I actually made a successful batch of banana protein muffins.
Beautiful.
Well done. I thought you said over successful.
Over the last few weeks have been many unsuccessful batches.
I feel ya.
Well played.
Kids have labelled Rick Bowls.
Rob on the line in Kawara. What about you, Rob? What were you the boss of this weekend?
Oh, the garden and the kitchen, mate. I grow a whole bunch of chilies at home, and I harvested a whole heap on the weekend and made a batch of just delicious garlic and chili sauce.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful. The boss of the chilies. How many varieties of chilies did you say you had?
I've got about 15 different varieties in the garden at the moment.
You're a chili aficionado.
When you are cooking that up and making your deliciousness, do you start coughing in the kitchen because it's just so intense, the heat and the smell?
I have all the doors and windows open and the fan yelling flat out, so it's there's plenty of ventilation, but, yeah, it does get a bit eye-watering sometimes.
Yeah.
And you have to be careful with what you touch after you've been chopping up chilies?
Yeah, definitely. Always wear gloves when you're chopping them up and make sure you wash your hands afterwards, even after you've taken the gloves off. It's pretty painful if you rub an eyeball or something and you've got a bit of chili on your finger.
Yep.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever touched a body part or your eye or whatever it is when you still had chili on your hands?
Thankfully, I've been lucky enough not to.
Remember when we did the Wings of Death when it was the Green Ant Cantina, Inky? Mm-hmm. Like, these are the hottest wings
disgusting.
In the world. And they had a team because people would quite often just have to run to the bathroom, but they'd have chili all over their hands. So they had like a squad that comes in, psh, 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 start spraying and wiping everything down so that someone going to the bathroom doesn't get the chili and then touch a body part that's going to burn.
So you can obviously take a little bit of heat. Like, you like heat in your food?
Yeah, I like balance, though. I like heat and flavour. I don't like it to be hot just for the sake of being hot.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Do you have any Carolina Reapers in the repertoire in your chili garden?
No, not growing at the moment. I've got the seeds at home, but the hottest one I've got growing at the moment is the ghost chili and the chocolate ghost chili, which is 7th hottest chili in the world.
Ooh! Oh, my.
Well, you are the boss of the chili garden and also the kitchen. Good on you, Rob. Glad you had a good weekend, mate.
Thank you very much.
Colin in White Rock, what were you the boss of over the weekend?
I was the boss of the skate rink.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
As in the roller skating rink?
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
How was it?
It was good. 20 years off the blades and then back in there on the weekend.
And was it just like riding a bike, mate? It was like you never stopped.
It was a slow, steady start, but, yeah, just like riding a bike once you got the hang of it again, yeah.
I do love what Colin said to me before. He said, I just had to be careful of the ankles. When you're younger, you don't think about your ankles, but as you get older, it's something you think about the ankles.
So you're on blades and not roller skates?
Yeah, blades, yep. Took the kids for the first time and they were on the skate. It was a good time for $15.
And were they watching you going, wow, look at Dad go, he's such a boss.
Yeah, there was a lot of wall grabbing from them and I was in the middle.